Yorkton. The Yorkton Junior Terriers are celebrating 50 years in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League this season. To mark the milestone, Yorkton this week is digging into its archives and pulling out a random terrier-related article from the past 5 decades of reporting on the team, and will be running one each week, just as it originally appeared. This feature will appear weekly over the entire season in the pages of the Marketplace. Week number 13 comes from March 9, 1996. A strong friendship with former teammates drew Derek Stevely back to Yorkton. Stevely, a native of Yorkton, has played hockey this season for the Yorkton Terriers after playing 2 seasons in the Western Hockey League with the Prince George, Victoria, Cougars. The decision to come back was spurred by the memory of his time on the Parkland Mahler AAAs. He played with the Maulers for 2 seasons and won a national title with a team which included Terriers Neil Skell, Scott Prikaski, Jared Skolnick, Rob Kozik and Lee Rusnick. "It was a great experience in my life, and I won it with my friends also," he pointed out. He phoned his former teammates regularly during his WHL stint. It was during those conversations he learned of the success of the Terriers in the last 2 years and the fun his friends were having. "They were more like a team than the Cougars," Stevely felt. "It was hard to play out there, Prince George, because they were more selfish players," he said. "They had their own goals and there was no team attitude." Terrier head coach Lee Odelein did his part. He convinced Stevely, 19, to play for the Terriers after Stevely returned disappointed with his year in the WHL. "I was talking to him during the summer," Odelein explained. "We thought we were going to have a good team here and we felt he could add to it. And it was a chance to be with his teammates again. I have a lot of close friends here and it would make winning more enjoyable and losing all the more painful," he related. "You want to win as bad for the team as you do for your friends." Stevely has helped make the Terriers the best team in the SJHL this season, the number 6 ranked team in the 10-league, 1-1-2 team Canadian Junior A Hockey League. Stevely's presence on the blue line, and WHL experience, gives the Terriers leadership and direction leading up to the playoffs, Odelein feels. "And he's earning the respect from the rest of the league," he added. "He intimidates a lot of players," Odelein explained. "He's always talking and he's always in their faces." Stevely, who has over 150 minutes in penalties in 35 games this season, has acknowledged what role he plays on the ice, and relishes it. "I've never been a skilled player, but I just think the main thing is I'll do whatever it takes to win for the team," he noted about his approach to the game. "If intimidation is what they want me to do, that's what I'll do," added Stevely, who stands 6'0" and weighs 200 pounds. "You can't play scared and there's nobody in this league that scares me." That intimidation has played a big role in keeping the Terriers' goals against average down. After missing 25 games because of an early season shoulder injury, Stevely returned to the lineup and solidified the defense. During the time he was out of the lineup, the club was 9th in the league in goals against. Upon his return, the Terrier defense has become stingier, allowing the 5th least goals per game in the SJHL at 3.29. One of the benefactors of Stevely's presence on the blue line, Terriers goaltender Scott Prikaski, notes the value of his old Mahler teammate. "We played together on that AAA team that won the Air Canada Cup, and that helps having guys around that are winners," Prikaski pointed out. "He directs traffic around on defense and he's making sure everyone takes a man," Prikaski said. "Because he's played 2 years in the WHL, he knows what it takes to prevent goals."